the motion to include County Sligo in the defective block scheme has been laid before the Dáil, and we expect probably it should be on the order of business maybe next week. And I'm really pleased about this because about 2 years ago, year and a half ago anyway, I put down an amendment to a piece of a motion that was going through the Dáil that Sligo would be included in the scheme. And that was passed by the entire Dáil. And I've spoken to the Minister many times, including last night was the latest time I spoke to him about it. And he assured me that it would certainly be done before the end of the month. So since my amendment went through, obviously a lot of work has been done between Sligo County Council and the department. And now the Minister has put the motion. As I said, it'll be on the order of business next week, so hopefully it will be passed next week in the Dáil. But he did guarantee me that before the end of this month, it will be through.
And this is some quite significant news, Deputy, isn't it? Because the absolute impact the defective blocks has had on people's lives right across the Northwest, but Sligo included, it's been really hard to kind of gauge actually how far-reaching this goes. And it's just so important to be getting this addressed, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And unless you're in the situation yourself, nobody can imagine the horror of it for householders, for families. Literally to see walls begin to crack and in some cases begin to crumble around them. And to know that the house that is their home, that they've invested hugely in, just is not that they can't live in it. Some houses are in a worse state of disrepair than others, but anybody who has those defective blocks knows that there's only one way that this will end. So therefore, at least to know that County Sligo is included in the scheme is good news. We still have a long way to go, but it's a really important step on that road.